From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Pipeline Strike, Book 4 in the Blade series by David Robbins. Now, let's begin with the prologue. The frigid blasts of wind howled at them from out of the frozen north, chilling both men to the bone despite their thermal underwear, their green fatigues, and their insulated green parkas. "Damn, it's cold!" exclaimed the lanky lieutenant, his head buried in his parka hood, his hands hidden in bulky gloves as he stomped his boots to maintain his circulation. "What'd you expect, Tyler?" responded the second man, who was similarly attired except for a green scarf he had wrapped around the lower portion of his face to protect his lips from the numbing weather. He held his binoculars pressed to his eyes. Slung over his left shoulder was an M16. "I knew this mission would be a ballbuster, Captain," Lieutenant Tyler said. "I never expected it to be this bad." He slid his right hand along the leather strap to the M16 slung over his right shoulder, his movements slightly restricted by his clothing. "To tell the truth," admitted the captain, "neither did I." "Wish I was back in L.A., Lieutenant Tyler commented. "Keep your mind on our assignment," the captain advised. "If we make any mistakes now, we're dead." "Yes, sir," Tyler replied dutifully. They were standing on the southernmost of a pair of ridges bordering a narrow valley. Captain Bowen scanned the binoculars from right to left. "I hope we have the correct coordinates." Lieutenant Tyler surveyed the snow-covered landscape below the ridge they were on, noting the sea of white with a frown. "You as sick of snow as I am?"
"I sort of like it."
Lieutenant Tyler snorted. "You serious, Captain Bowen?"
"Yeah," Bowen answered. "We never saw snow in Los Angeles. In the old days, before the war, L.A. received snow every now and then, but none since."
"World War III screwed up the climate everywhere," Tyler remarked.
"World War III screwed up the entire planet," Captain Bowen declared. "The climate changed. Governments collapsed. Massive amounts of radiation were unleashed. Chemical weapons polluted the environment for centuries to come. And worst of all, the mutants multiplied like rabbits."
Tyler glanced over his shoulder at the plane of snow to their rear, at the line of tracks they'd made. "You think there's any here?"
"Mutants?
It's probably too cold for them here, right?"
"Wrong," Captain Bowen said. "There are mutants everywhere, even in Alaska."
Lieutenant Tyler stamped his feet again to disguise his nervousness. "What kind of mutants?" he asked softly. Captain Bowen shrugged.
"Who knows? No one can predict how the toxins will affect embryonic growth."
"Have you ever wished you'd been born before the war?" Tyler inquired.
"No, not really," Captain Bowen responded, his binoculars fixed on the valley. "Have you?"
"At least once a day," Tyler disclosed.
"Why? You kidding me? Haven't you heard about the life those people led?" "They had it easy.
Weren't any mutants around back then. The criminal element was held in check by the law enforcement authorities. Person could travel anywhere they wanted without having to be on the lookout for scavengers and raiders. They were hungry, they went to the store or to a restaurant."
"We have stores and restaurants in California," Captain Bowen said, interrupting.
"Yeah, but they're not the same," Tyler said.
"Our stores offer the necessities and very few luxuries, and even the necessities are rationed whenever there's a shortage. And our restaurants aren't as ritzy as the restaurants before the war. I was told there were some that had golden arches."
"Golden arches?"
"Yeah, had something to do with their architecture. Imagine that, golden arches."
"Nah, I find it hard to believe," Captain Bowen commented.
"I'm only relaying the information I was told," Tyler mentioned.
Captain Bowen swiveled the binoculars to the right.
"Well, I don't know if I would have liked living them. They may have enjoyed an easier lifestyle, but easier isn't always better."
"It is in my book, sir."
"You're like most people I know," Bowen said. "You believe the pre-war society was some sort of utopia. It wasn't. They had their problems, too."
"Name one, sir."
"They were a society of addicts."
"How do you mean?" Captain Bowen lowered the binoculars and glanced at Tyler.
"Study the history books sometime, and you'll see I'm right. The people suffered from countless addictions. Drugs, alcohol, caffeine, nicotine, television, and sex."
"They were addicted to sex?" Tyler asked and laughed.
"Some were," Captain Bowen replied.
"How can someone be addicted?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?